Well, you hoped it wouldn't come to this, but it's time to sell your least favorite son. Trade him in for 5 goats and 3 bushels of wheat. It's another episode of the Cowboy Rowdy Podcast.
Wait, Governor.
Know that I'm coming correct.
Let me talk to you guys about something that they can do both drunk and high that is extremely pleasant.
I think our podcast
needs a budget for guns.
Cowboy Rowdy. Well, shoot, dang.
Crack a cold one, baby.
What is it with this fucking podcast?
Hey, it's your host, Cam Beasy Berry. Joining us as always, resident comedian and filmmaker, Anthony Barrera.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy, Anthony. We're out here with the palm trees, you know?
Salinas' number one hipster metro. Also joining us, Monterey comic and show producer, Michael Booth.
What's up? Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of a proper term for Sebastian for this week, but I don't know the actual proper term, so I'm going to have to do what is like a cheap hyphenated version of what I view Sebastian as. But Sebastian McCabe, studio engineer and sommelier of keyboards.
Yeah, that's about it. I've got two in front of me right now, so that's how my life. Yeah, I just sample them, you know. I don't buy them. I just go to the Best Buy and I just slap my fingers all over all of them, which they really don't want you to do these days.
I've seen him shake a box, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And he was like, "I'm just trying to find home row." And I was like, "What?" And then he puts his hands over it, and he's like the keyboard whisperer. He's like doing horse whisper tricks over the box. And I was
dude, what are you doing?
He's
just clicking inside the box. You're like, what is happening?
I don't even type home row, dude. I learned to play Counter-Strike before I learned how to type.
W-A-S-D.
My left finger is just always, yeah, W-A-S-D every time.
There is no home row. There is only how to get out of the maze.
Yeah.
That is atrocious. See, I'm old school enough that like the only game that came out when they taught me typing was the game where you have a gorilla and you throw a banana at the other gorilla. And so there wasn't a ton. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. Wow.
One time I don't mute a phone. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, go ahead and do this really quick. While we get this episode back off the ground, can we go ahead and just hate me for the rest of my life, please?
Oh, no. It happens, man. Whoever it is, I'm sure it's very important.
You sons of bitches. If that was something serious, and we find out later, I'm going to feel like such a horse's ass for this. But whoever it was can go at them.
Soiled it. It's been an hour.
Fuck off.
Soiled it.
If I'm in prison in an hour and that was my lawyer.
God dang it.
Jesus Christ. My
Who would have thought the funniest thing in this episode was Cameron's phone going off?
Anybody who'd seen an episode. Yep. All right. So
I have. So speaking of. Well, not really speaking of keyboards. How's everybody doing? It's been.
Did you change the keyboard, by the way? You were speaking about it.
Yes, I did. I swapped in my quiet one. My nighttime.
Nice. Give me a little something. Give me a little razzle dazzle for the listeners, because you know some people are gonna be upset that we said. Oh,
ooh,
I actually like
wow.
that.
Nice.
That's like switching.
Quiet one.
That's like switching from an IKEA desk to like a nice mahogany desk with like that rich earth tone to it when you drum on it. I like that.
This is
actually.
Yeah, the quiet one is just regular. The loud one, familiar to some listeners, perhaps.
I'm going to ask my Echo to play Sebastian Key Clicks when I go to bed.
Yeah.
Play Relaxing Key Clicks by Sebastian. Yeah.
Can I get the Sebastian series soft tones, track two?
Can I get Sebastian types an essay?
He's like the Kenny G of keyboards.
That's what they call me. Jazz, baby. All jazz all the time.
I've never seen somebody change so many keystrokes so fast.
He's just playing Careless Whisper on his keyboard.
He's just feeling the jazz. It's crazy.
We got to get a keyboard that's specifically designed to your hand and dimensions and make it like the Sebastian Series 1 and just get like the ultimate keyboard design.
Dude, we'll sell it online, dude.
We'll sell so much more of that than any other Cowboy Rowdy merch that we'll ever make. It would be amazing. And so we got to jump
really?
On that.
The enter key just says, know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
Cares?
Holding down shift makes all the F keys racial slurs.
Yeah. Cameron's laugh is just on the escape key. You're like,
this keyboard is NSFW. Also, the delete key has been replaced with NSFW.
Yeah,
oh
just
my
in...
gosh. Yeah, oh, just man. For disclaimer reasons, it's on a key.
I'd like to...
You have to push it twice to confirm.
Spacebar like... spoiler alert.
I'd like to mention something that I saw the other day. I felt really bad for this gentleman for a few seconds.
Ooh, that's long for you.
It looked like he ran out of coins at the car wash thing. Didn't quite get the rinse cycle.
Oh, no.
So I just saw this super sudsed up fucking, I don't even know, bubbled up car just on the turn lane. I look over, I'm like, oh, that sucks.
I felt so bad. If it dries like that too,
that's what I'm saying.
Wash it all over
like you gotta, yeah. Hopefully he was close and he had a like. If you live in an apartment and you don't got a hose or nothing at your place, you're fucked. You're like you're just going outside with buckets of water.
Did you do the friendly thing? Did you turn your windshield wipers on? Try and give him some overspray.
Oh, try to give him a little spray
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I got you, bud. We're gonna hit you both sides.
High school, my friends like, disconnected
hey, man,
those.
Get really close in behind me.
Yeah, put your hands out. Blow your windows down. We'll get this.
In high school, my friend disconnected those from the little things in your hood of your car that spray it at your windshield. Yeah. Disconnected the hose and then stuck it in his grill. So when you walked by his car in the morning going to class, it'd spray you with the fucking, I hate it.
Redneck friends are the best. Like, they know how to figure out and take apart things. Like, hey, did you know you could fit a horse in a Honda? It's like, what? No.
Yeah, I don't need no trailer, man. I just got a hatchback. You know what I'm saying?
My grandpa needed a pacemaker. We went to Walmart. I love people like that, dude. I have so many friends like that. They're the best.
I saw somebody rig an Echo to like that fish that talks. Remember the little fish
yeah,
that used
Billy
to
the
sing?
Bass?
So now like Alexa says like turns on and like talks to you through the fish.
Oh,
it
that's
pretty
fucking
dope.
Lit.
Oh man. Yeah. That's kind of cool until like the 10th time it does it.
Yeah, it's not funny anymore.
This joke was not planned out very well. Dude, April put one of those fart noise toilet paper rolls in our bathroom. And it's her favorite joke on the planet. Like, there's no joke.
Are you married
more
to a middle-aged white uncle?
She's got the finances of one. Hey-o. But she loves this thing.
They're very funny.
She loves this thing. And like when she first did it, I could tell it was in there because she was so excited to get me to go to the bathroom. She's like, why don't you go to the bathroom? And then she was like, why don't you grab some toilet paper? And it's like, I wonder if there's something on the toilet paper roll.
She just keeps asking me to take a shit.
I wonder what's going to happen.
She didn't ask me to take a shit, but she's like, she's trying to get me in there and investigate, and I will never notice anything. So I'm just like, bathroom. Someone hasn't farted recently. Like, what? She's like trying to get me
to
get the roll.
She had to guide you to
she
it.
She totally goads me into it. Totally goads me into it. And then I finally do it, and it makes a fart noise. I'm like, that's funny. And then she kept it on. And every once in a while, she'll sneak it on. And I'm like, okay, go on. But when someone new rolls into town, when someone new comes over.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she 100%. Starts just giving them coffee. She'll start just giving them whatever. She's like, you want some Pepto-Bismol? Like, whatever she can do. She can't get them in there quick enough. And she's like, wait by the door. And then, and she's like, ah! The first time with everybody,
she just has
great.
A venti cold brew and Taco Bell for me when I go to your apartment next week.
If you've been suspicious, now you know why. She wasn't used to seeing somebody with the stomach.
Why is there
Billy
a Crunch Wrap and coffee every time I show up?
So, yeah, it's super funny, but that's one of those jokes, man. It's just
I should say this. Your boys escaped death. I'm tested negative for COVID.
Nice, congratulations.
You know what I'm saying?
Just what you needed more of in your life, negativity.
I've actually
no Rona
I've
for you, son.
Test scheduled for later, a little later this afternoon. So
nice.
Hopefully, I'll be joining you in the club.
What kind of test did they do on you? Was it one of the nose, the throat, the blood?
No, they asked me how many White Claws I had had over the course of the last 3 months.
Over 10. All right, you're cool, bud. You're clear.
They were like, COVID could not possibly survive in your system.
That's exactly what they said to me. They said
more importantly, how are you alive? The humans can't survive in that much White Claw.
Listen, I left before they started asking too many questions. Let's just say,
They didn't like me driving. Let's just say they didn't like me driving.
Sir, you know how you're supposed to have like helpful bacteria in your gut to help you digest?
Yeah.
You haven't absorbed any nutrients from food in 6 months.
Have you been wondering why you've been pooping White Claw every day?
Yeah, your body.
All day?
Your body's inner environment shitting out pure, like whole cans of it. Yeah.
We can see your White Claw diaper.
Oh, no. No diapers.
Jeez.
Well, that's good, man. I'm happy. So when are they sending you right back to work now, or do you got to wait till everybody else checks out so you can go back, or how do they
I should be able to go back soon.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. That's always the weird part is like when they tell you can't go back to work, it's like, oh, okay, well, I will someday, right? Like, when? So when you get the test back negative, it's instantly, you're like, all right, get off me, bitches. Can't touch me. Home. Safe.
Yeah.
Just tape your results to your chest.
Like, nothing can touch me. I'm going to go catch it right now.
Dude, go get it. Now you feel scared. Like FOMO. That FOMO sets up big time. When you get that negative, though, that FOMO is like a bitch.
I just don't want to die with like a shitload of other people, you know?
All right. Oh, I get you. Yeah,
like,
you're
like, when I die,
the tide.
I want it to be like my own.
Your own decision that leaves you there.
Yeah,
I want
like a freeway.
I want it to be because of depression, a lack of people close to me, isolation, and ultimately, you know, that kind of route.
Like a Steve Irwin.
Yeah, there you go. Dive into what you love. speaking of dying. Yeah. Okay, we'll let that one sit for a second.
Oh my God.
You proud of that one, Cameron? You proud
I was
of gonna
say Anthony Bourdain. It was the sad one or the funny one? I went the funny one.
Should,
it was not funnier than it was sad, and I doubled down and I poop face. And I got beat
we
up.
We should get into the episode here.
Well, speaking of dying, we've got to catch the zeitgeist. We've got to really capture the moment. Mm-hmm. And that's why today we have a segment. Which Game of Thrones character are you?
There's
Game
a reason
of Thrones
for this.
Has been off the air for some amount of time, but maybe you've seen like the ads for like their phone game and shit nowadays. Like they're still pushing it. They're still trying to milk it for fucking everything it's worth.
And Benioff and Wise have a new series that they're working on now. An even bigger
Game
project.
Of Thrones 2.
Nice.
No, it's not Game of Thrones. They have a new spinoff project. A completely different project, I mean. Completely unassociated. So they're going to be looking for some cast. And if they're looking
they're
for some people to replace...
Kind of situation.
They had a couple different things they were doing. But one was completely unrelated to Game of Thrones.
I've never seen a fucking episode of this stuff.
Perfect.
I've seen
we'll
everyone talk about it. I see people talking about how they don't know how people haven't seen this. It's a fucking show, whatever. I'm looking through some of these pictures of the characters here. Let me tell you. This Joffrey
aesthetic.
Baratheon. This guy. He's got a crown on his head. I feel just like naturally that's my position. You know,
100% you're Joffrey. 100%. Yes, 1,000%.
Oh, no, fuck that. No, I don't like that you guys are agreeing.
I can't believe how quickly you did that.
Back.
You
fuck
picked
that.
The character I was going to say
the
that
very
you are.
Nah,
that's amazing.
Nah,
yeah, you don't even know
what
a perfect pick that
is. I can't wait for you to watch this series. This is how people get hooked on Game of Thrones. I understand now. It's exactly the scenario.
Amazing.
This is my first time witnessing it.
I don't know what the fuck you guys
shit.
Are talking about.
Oh, man.
When you watch
Anthony,
Game of Thrones, that reference will blow your mind now. But
yeah,
I'll just
say...
You're
Joffrey to a T, my
really
guy.
I'm taking
it
back.
It.
Should we...
To a T.
Should we tell them what happens?
No!
No, we should
that's
offer the spoilers.
No, that's for us.
Are we sending it?
And everybody who's sane. He gets to sit in that for a decade or more. I love it.
This Khal Drogo guy, he looks
don't
pretty cool.
Don't even back up. Don't even backpedal.
I think I'm
gonna
go
yeah, sorry, bro. You're Joffrey. That's it.
You're Joffrey till the day you die.
Yeah, fuck you. 1,000,000%.
Hey, is Joffrey a beast? Is he a beast? You know?
Here's what you get. Here's what I'll give you. I'll give you Joffrey, or you get to be Varys' ball sacks.
Trying to see who that character
you
is.
You should pick the ball sack, bro. You really should.
Take the ball
I'm
sack. Okay, that was a mercy
take
plea.
The ball
that
sack.
Was a
yeah,
mercy plea.
Trust me.
That's way better.
I'm like scrolling down. I can't find it.
Of all the characters to choose in Game of Thrones, to be...
What's the name again? Varys.
You pick the fucking.
I don't see any Varys.
This is the best part.
This could not have started off better.
Lord Varys.
Bro, you're Joffrey, bro. Let's move on.
You are
I would like
so
to go
set.
Next.
You've got the casting details.
It's been decided.
They got your information. They will be in touch.
Yeah. I'd like to go next.
If they're looking for a Joffrey, if they're looking for someone to sit in a sack, that's the guy right there.
Anthony's phone is going to ring next.
What would you say, Michael? What are your thoughts if you had to?
So in my heart, I like to think that I'm Jon Snow.
Everybody
but in reality, I think that I'm
Jon
Sam.
He's like the closest.
Wait, which one?
Sam the Slayer. I think
Samwell Tarly.
Yeah. In reality, I'm Sam, but I like to think that I'm Jon Snow.
I would.
Everybody
put you...
thinks that they're Jon Snow because it's like the closest thing that show has to like a character who like isn't really that
Aragorn.
Big of an asshole. Like he's kind of like a nice dude who's been through some shit who like kind of just wants to make it.
He's like Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. Like he's the hero. If there's one person
he's
the
like
hero,
he's the
guy.
Yeah, he's the everyman if there is one on that show.
I'll say this. Everybody sees a little bit of themselves in Jon Snow, probably. Everybody wants to be. I peg you though as one of the Night's Watch. His friend with the short curly hair and the beard, I peg that 100%. The one that goes past the wall with them and runs from the So
I was
gonna
say Sebastian looks like a Bran Stark kind of a guy.
He super does. The other Green Ward, too.
I was
going to
say, or his little finger. Sebastian has little finger vibes for sure.
He like got pushed out of a window for spying on
Cameron. Cameron looks like a Peter Baelish.
Oh, I gets down with the little finger. People always say I got Trump hands. Coming to get ya.
My hands are
little
so
bird.
Huge.
Little bird. Want to ride on my boat, little bird?
Ooh, don't do that, Cameron. That's really unearthly.
Here's what I'll say. If I had to be honest with myself, I think I am one. I have like three different characters that each have a segment of my personality type. I think because I fast talk, I like to get away with scenarios. I think Tyrion, also I'm short, kind of plays there. He's so much more important than me. I don't get that myself in that. Another person, I do see a little bit of Jon Snow, just because like, I've been like ostracized and like outcast at times in my life, and like pushed out to the edges of the world and having like rebuild from scratch, and so like, I kind of identify with that. Also, like you know, ex-girlfriends just come and go, getting shot to death and stuff, so I'm like used to this kind of thing. So I get like identify with that a little bit. And the one thing though that I think sadly is like the biggest amalgamation of my personality is like Arya Stark.
Oh yeah, okay. She kind of.
And the more
like,
you think about it, the more it makes sense.
She plays the long game.
Do you have a list of names?
I got so many names, dog, and phone numbers. It's bad. And every night, I'm just like 831-268-8825. Call this house one more time, and like so, it's bad. I'm small. I have like weapons training. I could dance like a motherfucker. Like I can blend in with people. I can change my personality, my identity, like Jack Black eyebrows and shit. Like I'm basically Arya Stark. It's really not what I wanted to be.
Hey man, she comes out okay in the end.
Hey, how bad can Joffrey be?
For Anthony.
He's got a fucking crown.
Bro, Anthony's still hung up on being Joffrey.
I don't want to spoil anything for Anthony, so I'll just say Arya Stark's cool, but she's no Joffrey Baratheon. Okay. And...
Anthony, I can't. I'm reading the description.
No, spoil it. Just watch it.
No, I've read it.
What? Sebastian's turn. It's Sebastian's turn. You had your chance.
You're out. You're done. That's a wrap.
Fuck.
That's a wrap.
All right, don't say no more. The segment is over.
Oh, that's super not cool.
It could have been worse. It could have been worse. I'll be honest. There's like
damn it, Joffrey.
we could have gotten you the guy that like gets molten gold poured over his head or something. It could have been worse.
He hasn't even seen the show. He already hates Joffrey. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a perfect
casting.
All right,
that's it.
Beautiful.
Going from. A kind of, you know, TV is basically like cinema. Y'all know those Lifetime original movies?
Everyone does.
We could all make one of those, right?
Let me get this straight. You want me to make a movie, like, about romance after learning about Joffrey?
Yeah. This is a chance to redeem yourself, dude.
This is how you show your range, bro. Mm-hmm.
You gotta be able to change gears, man. Hey, in this business. Hey.
Trying to get typecast, Mosucka? So you called yourself funny. Joffrey. We're trying to dig you a way out. Jesus Christ, take the lifeline. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what this is. You know what this is. This is the 30-second pitch.
Say it one time. Yes.
This one we're going with Lifetime movie trailer.
Who better to make Lifetime movies than four guys? Yes. Cut the code. We broke the formula.
All right, Cameron, you're up first, okay. I believe, for this one. What have you Here's got for your Lifetime original movie?
But before we get into the pitch, I just want to set the scene for all of us a little bit so we all can come into this right, because we're making a trailer for a movie. The movie's for Lifetime Network, and we're four guys. So why would they ask four guys to come make a Lifetime movie trailer? Because they're trying to branch out to a new market.
Mm.
So with that in mind, let me take you into my trailer. Scene opens. A hotel bedroom door open. Kicked, apparently. Camera slowly moves in. Eerie, daunting music in the background with occasional piano strikes and the high pitches to unsettle the audience. Ding! Camera zooms into the bedroom. It goes through the door and turns to the bed. Pan down so you can't see who's lying in it. Only the corner of the sheets, and you see a pile of strewn condoms. Piano cable. And then the camera slowly pans up, and you see 12 dudes lying in a bed. None of them clothed. Duh! In the bathroom, one unpaid actress. Duh! I think it's going to appeal to the new market they're trying to look for.
The Lifetime original horror movie.
I mean, it's kind of homophobic to say that, you fucking hypocrite, but I mean, whatever you want.
Okay, see, I...
Okay, how is it a swing horror? And a miss.
How is it a horror? It's literally about as many people as you could possibly fit in a hotel room.
So when you got to the 12 naked dudes...
Having safe, consensual sex, the condoms insinuate this.
And why is the actor unpaid?
The actress.
That is the point of the movie. Despite all this going on, the real focus of this film is that this poor girl who was invited to this hotel room for a seemingly harmless little movie-making experience instead went through what was, some are going to just call it, a rough shoot, and then she didn't even get paid.
Lifetime I don't know movie. If I like the implications of that.
We're trying to focus on how women have to struggle in the entertainment industry to get not even just a fair shake, but sometimes paid at all, even when jerking off 12 guys at once. And it sounds like a no
I feel
one's
like this movie's
it.
Already been made, and it's called Lovelace.
I don't think I've seen it, but I'm going to watch
Amanda
it a couple
Seyfried,
times tonight.
About one of the most famous
I'm
going to
watch it a couple
lived.
Times.
Really good. However, that was a horrible 30-second pitch.
What do you
I'm going to tell you exactly why you're wrong. You're not trying to get a new... You're not trying to get a new demographic. You're trying to pander to the old demographic because they're the ones keeping you in business.
Then
so,
is bad.
This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. You're going to set the scene up, right? Powerful single woman. You know, getting home from work. She's single, you know, nothing really going on. She doesn't really need a man, though. Then you transition to this, like, kind of a drifter kind of guy. Rough around the edges, heart of gold. He's got a dog with him so that you know he cares about something. And you know, he's just going around doing odd jobs, gets hired at a bar. Business lady had a rough day at work. She needs to go get a drink. She's going out, right? She's going out with the girls, though. Going. You know what I'm saying? Where do they end up? But at the club he got work at as a bartender. Hot, steamy banter between them over the bar top, you know. Later... They fall in love. They have their whole thing. And it's a beautiful, beautiful little treat for the viewers.
And then... Or is that it?
That's how Lifetime
like
movies go. It ends with
that's
a happy...
That's like five movies, yeah. That's like five Lifetime movies worth, okay?
Listen, I just gave you a fucking masterpiece. This has been a masterclass in Lifetime movies.
Here's how I know you've seen a lot of movies. Here's how I know you've seen a ton of Lifetime movies. you perfectly cut from they had some good banter at a bar to they fell in love, which is exactly the sequence in those movies.
Yeah, that's what happens.
There's no building.
It's that quick. Yeah.
It's not 12 encounters.
You don't need to do it's not you do this, sight, this, you know? That.
It just we happened. Had a good night it at a bar happens. On accident. I think he's the one.
They eat that shit up, dude. The one?
Look, if you're trying to do nothing but to change this dying network.
Dying? I agree. You know how much money Lifetime movies made last year?
Anthony, they show them on TV. They don't make any money.
Yeah, TV's dying. They made probably zero.
They made a lot of money. They're not
paper. They made a lot.
How much Lifetime Network make? A lot. How's that song go?
That's what their earnings report says. They're quarterly at the board meeting. Just like, hey, boys, here. We made a lot of money.
Yeah. Just two guys at Red Lobster. We're making big bucks this year.
I think I'll hit you guys with my Lifetime movie trailer.
Drop it. Drop it.
So there's like some upbeat. It could be like a Sheryl Crow or, you know, some. There's just an upbeat song right in the beginning. And it just cuts to like this girl walking. It looks like she's going somewhere. She has like a. She has like looking at her phone. She's wearing headphones. Like she looks like she's busy, right? Mm. And then she goes in to this coffee shop, and there's this guy working behind the counter, and he seems to be just like grinding at this coffee shop. You know, he's got big dreams, but he's just kind of making lattes right now. He doesn't really have like a like real motivation.
No direction.
He's just trying to find some direction, you know.
Yeah.
And then he meets this girl. And she's like, you know, this song is still playing. Like, maybe it's like Human Nature by Michael Jackson's playing, you know, just like in the background. And she orders
like
this
song that I like more, but keep going.
Yeah, whatever song comes to your mind. She orders this very, very unique drink that he like looks at it. He's like, that's what I get, right? He's like, oh shit, that's my order. So he makes it for her, and at first he tries to like say like, oh, this is what I get, but she just takes it, you know, and leaves. Uh-huh. And all he can think about is this girl now. And I would like to think that the whole movie is just repeated interactions of them at this coffee shop, and he's still just trying to get to talk to her, but she's always got her headphones in, you know. Mm-hmm. And at the end, he finally talks to her, finally gets her to notice him, and says that like, oh, this is my favorite drink. And then she's just like, cool, and leaves. And that's the end of it.
Okay.
Empowering. I like it. I like it.
It's just a good story about, it's just
Can
a good
we
story
also
about
paint it
trying.
Like he's maybe a domestic terrorist? Because that would really go good with the brand.
I don't know.
Is that the brand?
I don't think
the worse the guy is in it, the better. He's usually a serial killer, for the record. Most of the guys they date in those movies are serial killers. They first date two
or
three
or like,
criminals, and then one like firefighter. But it's always to criminals first.
I'm going to bring it around back to Lifetime and Money. Their average budget for a film is between 1.2 to 2.4 million, motherfucker.
That's a lot of money for a movie budget, Anthony.
Yeah, crazy amount.
That's the lease on a closed mall for a month, on a ghost
right,
mall.
Right, yeah, that's like...
You know how many fucking movies they make?
They make like 30, they make like a shitload a year. So,
that's
like
30 mil for the year.
The Hallmark Christmas movies, they make like 20 of those a year.
Seb, do you need to go before I explain why mine's the best?
Yeah, I need to go. Fuck you. So here's mine. Check it out. It's gonna be sort of topical because sometimes they are.
Nothing about Lifetime Movie Networks is topical, but keep going.
But wait. So, this girl moves to, I don't know, some fucking California, like, tech bro town, right?
Okay.
And she's more old-fashioned, you know? She's worried about the way that the world is going.
Nice.
And she happens to meet at, I don't know, a bar or something. She meets this guy.
Thank God you didn't say coffee shop.
In the trailer, you see him meeting, and she's like, oh, what do you do? And he says, oh, I work for... You know, like Monsanto or something like that. Some like totally despicable corporation, Satan. Right? Or like,
oh, I work for exterminator.
Yeah, like, oh, I work for Facebook in the like election manipulation department or something like that, or like I work for Amazon in the slave factory. Like he does something totally despicable, right, for work.
He's like, I obstruct elections in South America.
Yeah, so some new tech, just like totally awful fucking thing. Yeah. And so then it's like the tension builds up, right? Like, oh, like he's on the cutting edge of like all this technology, and she thinks he's like making the world worse, right? But eventually, it's now usually what happens in these fucking movies, right, is the kind-hearted like country girl will convince the city boy to like change his ways and like move out to a cabin in the woods or whatever the fuck. Every time that's what happens in these movies.
Or this he's time, a deadbeat.
Yeah, or he's a deadbeat. No, this time he fucking converts her. He convinces her like, no, like we're building the future, man. You gotta fucking come work with me at Facebook in the election manipulation department and like the deep fake research department. You know?
It's like the Black Mirror of the Lifetime movie network. I like it. I like it.
And then the last 20 minutes of the movie is them like successfully rigging an election in like Costa Rica or something like that.
Dude, this is like Mr. Robot for Housewives.
Yeah, it is. I like it. They get Hillary Clinton elected in Brazil. Like, what?
Yeah, some crazy shit like that.
This is awesome. Actually, I like your idea. Shit. I think, honestly, if you put that out, parents would be watching it going like, this is kind of weird for Lifetime, but their daughters would be like, this is badass. Like, this is dope. And like high school and college crowds, it would just flourish. It'd be like a sleeper underground success for Lifetime Movie Network. It wouldn't make near the amount of money that my gangbang porn would make, though. If you check the stats one more time, Anthony, you'll see gangbang pornography makes quite a bit more than Lifetime Movie Network. And their budgets are incredibly diced. Like, $1 million is laughable. You could make 1 million movies for $1 million. So I don't understand how the efficiency isn't 100% behind mine. I'm making hotel room porn here, guys. And we're going to make a lot of money, okay? And we're not even paying the actress. We're crying out loud.
Cannot emphasize enough, not paying her. Cannot be clear enough on that point.
Joffrey vibes are still here, even though
doing
we're
it in San Fernando Valley. There's no commute, dog.
All right. So I feel like that brings us nicely.
Michael is dissatisfied with
I would just like to go on to the next segment now.
All right, I feel like
I'm
feel
done
like
with
we're
Lifetime movies.
Ready to move in now to our next bit.
Strange Nights. Strange this is the last nights. Segment. We're going to talk about some stories that we all have here that take place entirely at night, which is seems to be, you know, things happen at night that don't happen during the day, it seems. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go first. I'm gonna go first. Michael was actually at this little event that I was at night. It was a house party at a mutual friend's house,
God,
it got pretty wild. People started drinking. It got to that point in the night, you know, everyone's kind of out. Everyone's kind of just they've had a little too much. So my brain is like, all right, it's time to leave. But I'm not gonna leave without a few party favors. Then I look at the table where all the beer and liquor is at. I'm like, they're not going to need this anymore.
You son of a dog. You
had my backpack
liquor from
I didn't take all of it. I didn't take all of it, right? Woo-hoo. I took a few Modelos, and then I take this bottle of Jack.
I have met your type. A couple of Modelos and a bottle of Jack. That's a clanky amount of glass bottles in one person's possession.
There's a very strong culture. There's a very strong culture of people that steal liquor at the end of parties.
No.
There's a strong culture of serial
a strong culture
killers,
of thieves in general. What the fuck are we talking about?
It's called undercurrent.
Anyways.
It's not culture.
I find out
it's
2 days later that it was actually Mendoza's whiskey that I had taken.
I feel like he's in that demographic, so you're just hurting your own people at this kind. This is...
And then, so I gave it back, but he's like, it's not where it was when you took it.
He like, remembered? Well, Jesus Christ.
Well, those he remembered. Who we're talking about?
He could smell how much was in it through your pocket.
Yeah, that motherfucker could eyeball a shot, like, with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
For real.
His eyes closed. he just picked it up, and he was like, this is light.
Yep.
That was a wild night, because that was the first time that I had taken lead on doing that. And it was a very profitable adventure.
Yeah, if you're stealing stuff, that usually makes you money, from what I've heard.
That's how it works, typically.
It's nice. And because it was your friend's liquor, you saved yourself a trip down to the flea market to sell it. You just got to give it right there. Bang, none.
Now you're not, I didn't even have that much of the Jack. I drank most of the beer, though. It was mass beer, so I was like...
That's just greedy. You took Modelo's. You shouldn't even be... If you're already leaving a party feeling good, you definitely don't need more beer and more liquor. You definitely don't.
Dude,
need
I was like laughing as I was sticking the bottles and shit in my bag.
How is it not noisy? You had so many glass things in your hands.
People didn't give a fuck. They were wasted drunk.
I can't believe you stole liquor from a party. That's jacked up. I lost like almost $100 in liquor in one night one time for my house party. And it was a BYOB party. And people
I don't
decided
think you
to
lost
bring...
it. I think I know where it went.
Well, people decided to bring my own beer, which was like, that's not the anagram. That's not how it works. You're supposed to bring your own. But yeah, you're one of those people. Now I know. God dang it.
Not to be trusted.
Well, I have a strange night. I don't know if it's that strange. Like, I didn't like steal somebody's liquor, but I was coming home to Turlock one time from living in the Bay Area to visit. And because of work and everything, I got in late. So I got into the edge of town at midnight. And the very first spot you go into if you're coming into Turlock from the Bay Area is this gas station. Out on a middle of a corner right by the freeway, and there's orchards in all directions and one gas station. And I pull up there, and there's a guy outside at midnight just kind of sitting there in the parking lot, just kind of looking around, just standing, not looking too good. And I was like, dang, okay. So I pull up in what was at the time my super nice car. It was 2006, I think, and this was a 96 Acura Integra, so it was already kind of old and busted by then, but I thought it was the most primo shit ever.
Teggy's
so
cool.
I park it. Yeah, it was like a coupe. I was like, yeah, I can take passengers if I want to. And so I get out and I go into whatever I'm doing at the store. I'm probably getting some snacks or something and debating whether or not I want to wake up my family because it's midnight. And I'm like, I can just get a hotel room or sleep in my car or something. And as I'm walking out, the dude's still there. He's even more disheveled than before somehow. It's only been 2 minutes, but he's kind of spaced out. And I was like, you all right, man? And he's like, I'm all right. And I was like, you need any help of any kind? And he's like, you got any money? He said, I think he said change. I think he said change. And it was the expected response. I was like, all right, yeah. I pull out my wallet. And I look at my 1996 Acura Integra. And I'm just like, here's a 20, dude. And I hand him a 20. And this is this is in 2006. That's $1,000 by today's.
Yeah, adjusted inflation. Yeah.
I hand him this 20, and he's like, thanks, man. Nice car. And I was like, thanks, dude. You want to come check it out? Need a ride somewhere? And he was like,
oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
He's he hesitates for a split second, and then he's like, really? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you sure,
he was,
man?
Right to be surprised.
You
he
was
sure?
So
he
right.
Even gave you an out right there.
He gave me three outs. As we got closer, he kept going you're not going to kidnap me and murder me, right? And I was like, no, no, no. And he just kept trying to get out of it. Oh, I didn't realize. I have no sense of smell, so I couldn't smell the dude. He probably reeked is what it was. So he gets in my car, and he's excited as all heck. He's touching all the interior. He's like, is this an RS? I was like, it's an RS, dude. And we're having a good time. And I'm like, where do you want to go? And he's like, oh, there's a little spot I know. And he gives me directions slowly, one way at a time. And we go through town, yep. And we avoid the freeway, which takes forever, because he takes me to the exact opposite side of town. The exact opposite side of town that I'm on and where my parents live. We get all the way over there, and he's like, oh, yeah, man, this is the place, man. And I was like, okay, cool, what do we do here? He's like, oh, just pull over right here on the side. No, no, don't go in front. And I was like, oh, okay, shit. So I pull around the side and park on the side, and then he jumps out, and I was waiting for him to knock on the door or, call somebody, but he starts, scratching on one of the windows on the side of the house. He's like, hey, man. And he does it for a long time, and I'm starting to get kind of awkward by it.
What time of day was this, approximately?
By this point, it's 1 a.m.
Okay,
we've already talked
for
a little bit and driven. It's 1 a.m., and he's scratching on the window. Then he jumps the fence, and at this point, I'm like, oh, he's not welcome here. This guy's not welcome here. You go through the door. Everybody goes through the door. And so he goes over the fence.
Don't go out front.
He comes back out, and he's like, oh, wrong place, man. And he gets in the car, and then we drive back to his hideout. And then I learned about his daughter that was in Vegas and his plan to go see her. And I was like, dude, you should totally go see her. but you gotta stop spending money on all this crystal meth, dog. And that was pretty cool. He was also the first guy who taught me that you could rig up with just a car battery, a TV, and like an electric stove with just some wires in like a little shanty tent. And I don't know if that's
not a fire hazard at all.
No, and like he had a cool like little tent house that I was blown away. It's the first time I'd ever been in like someone's tent house before, and it was actually pretty fucking legit. I mean, I was a little bit impressed. Like he had like string lighting, like there was like some decor inside and stuff, and he had like a little raised atmosphere bed area. Yeah, there was a separate bathroom like space for the buckets. It was crazy. Like, everything was kind of dialed in, and like I was actually pretty impressed. And then when he turned on the fucking power, I was like, what?
Hey, Cameron, let me ask you a question.
Fucking power went on. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How many buckets were there?
Oh, I tried not to make eye contact with the bathroom space. I did not look hard.
I cursory glanced.
I was like this. Here's what happened. I got in. I was like, oh, cool. Like couch, like raised couch, probably bed. This is probably where he jerks off. Stay away. And then I went over here and I was like, oh, stove. Dope. Fire hazard. Then over here and I was like, ooh, string lighting, decor. And then over here and I was like, nope. And I just left. But yeah. I know where the nope was. I know what was in the nope, but I don't want to know what was in the nope.
He could have touched me in the nope.
I could have been in the nope and been molested, and I wouldn't know because I blocked out everything about the nope area, and it's just whack.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to think about it anymore.
There was a jerk-off area. Yeah.
Like, not the nope
I was happy. Jerk-off area was a refuge after you see nope area. So it was just like, it's intimidating and impressive.
I have a good story about a strange night story. It was back when, I don't even remember what year this was. I was young, though. It was when Tony Hawk, the Underground one, came out.
Oh, the first one?
Not the first one, but it was like, I think it was after 4. It was like Tony
Hawk. Yeah, Tony Hawk Underground 1, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My friend and I were huge, you know, video gamers, and I decided to come over to his house, and we were going to beat the game. Like, it just came out, we were just going to play it, you know, and beat the game. And we started getting to certain parts where, and I'm going to sound like people are going to judge me for this, whatever, we got to certain parts where we were like, man, like, we really need to get through this, so we just looked up the cheat codes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And had the cheat codes and entered them for like perfect gravity or balance.
Gotcha.
And all that stuff. Can't fall. Remember the back in the day? Yeah. Can't fall. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was funny though is we're getting to like the last couple of missions or objectives, whatever. And it's like pretty late. Like we stayed up all night playing. It's like probably like 4 in the morning at this point. And we're like trying to do like this combo that gets you a certain number of points. And I remember. Like, my friend is playing, and he's just grinding around this bowl. Mm-hmm. And then we both fell asleep. And we wake up a couple hours later, and it's still going.
Oh, my God.
And his dad is just, like, in the living room, like, are you guys serious? Because it's just this, it's like a million points, just like, it hadn't stopped. It was probably 2 hours of just going around and around.
Jesus.
And then we woke up. We're like, "Oh shit!" He tried to land it, didn't land it.
No,
damn, threw it all away.
What a bad. Oh my gosh,
I have a story that's actually kind of similar to Camp God. Hey man, they just re-released Pro Skater 1 and 2. By the way, check it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a story that's kind of similar to Cameron's. One time I stopped by the
I saw you there.
the 7-Eleven in like Sand City, I guess. In like a major shopping center, right? And I was buying like some drinks or whatever, and I go out to my car and this guy asks me if I give him a cigarette. So I gave him 2. I was feeling generous. Wow. And then he was like where are you heading? And I told him, Salinas, which I shouldn't have fucking told him. I made so many mistakes this night.
And then you gotta draw the line somewhere before a social security number. And hometown's a good place to draw that line.
And then he was like, oh, well, do you think I can get a ride? And I was like, sure, man. I don't know why. And,
super nice. 2 cigs and a ride.
He's telling me, like, where to go. And, like, he has this phone that, like, barely, it's like one of those, like, cheap ass, like shitty Android phones that they give you if you're like on like unemployment or whatever. Yeah. And like it didn't work, right? Like it barely worked.
The Obama
worked.
Phone.
Yeah, the Obama phone. And it wasn't charged or anything. And he was like struggling with his phone, like trying to get it to charge and all this shit, and like trying to tell me where to go. And he was like, oh, can you take me to this apartment in like CSUMB kind of? So I take him there. And then he was like, oh, we can't go here. We got to go. I'm like, all right, man. Well, like, I'm just going to like go to Salinas then. Like, if you know somewhere there. And he was like, yeah, that's fine.
Lot of responsibility for this man.
As we're pulled over. Right,
the adventure continues then.
As we're pulled over, like, okay. trying to decide, like, at this point, I've already decided, like, I just want this fucking guy out of my car, out of my life. I never should have done this. Immediately right. regretful. And we're sitting there, and I'm trying to just get him to tell me where to go, right? And he won't. And then he just, like, pulls out, you know, he's got, like, all this shit in his pockets. So he starts pulling out, and he pulls out a little bag of Coke. And he was like, hey, man, do you have anything I could cut this up with?
Oh.
See, now he's bringing gifts to the party.
Right. Oh. And then I was like.
Wanted to reciprocate for those two cigarettes.
And I was like.
Yeah. So do you want two bumps?
So I pulled out a. I had one of the game cards from round one from the arcade. I was like, here you go.
It's got cocaine on it already.
Cut it up.
You let him cut up real quick.
Line it up. And he's like lining it up on his phone. And then he pulls out
on
like
the Obama phone,
like
that
the rattiest,
the metaphor for a America,
rustiest, worst looking dollar bill I've ever seen in my fucking life. This thing was like black; it wasn't even green anymore. And then, so he does his thing, and then he falls asleep immediately, which is
it's
not
like a hepatitis straw. Yeah, no.
So we drive back. We drive back to Salinas. And I just, like, he's out, and I just pull up outside the library because it seems like a reasonable place to drop someone like this off. And then he looks up, and he was like, where are we? I'm like, yeah. we're at the library. And he's like, we can't be here! We can't be here! We gotta go! We can't be here!
Dude's got some overdue books.
He's
yeah.
got a problem with learning institutes. He's like, listen,
yeah, those late fees.
So, every learning institute in the area.
And I keep trying to tell him, like, dude, like, you got to tell me where to drop you off, man. Like, I got to go home. Like, I don't want to drive you around anymore. And then
that's
finally,
I found
he's
a
like,
spot.
Oh, just,
it's just right there.
Just drop me off in Old Town, man. I'm like, dude, we're fucking in Old Town. So finally, I get him out of my car. The worst part
sketch him
is that I see him at a gas station. Like 2 days later,
and
he like
fuck.
Starts trying to like come up to me and talk to me and whatever. And it's like, dude, I never want to fucking see you again.
He needs another ride.
If you're
man.
Out there, this guy. If you're out there, fuck you.
That guy's gonna stab you now, and that's not someone to make enemies with. He's so
I don't
in your
give
personal
a shit.
Space. He knows where you live. He knows what your car looks like.
He knows
where you
know
gas
where
up. Oh my god. Oh, he knows.
Yeah. I'll give him a little Coke and then he'll just pass out immediately.
That's true. When Coke there puts someone go. To sleep, that is an easy weakness to take
yeah.
advantage of. Like, want some Coke? Goodbye.
So that's mine. And on a kind of a breaking news segment here. Speaking of strange nights, guess who has just been arrested for sexual assault and indecent exposure in France?
Not
Conor McGregor.
Fuck off!
Has just been arrested for indecent exposure and sexual assault in France.
The sexual assault is serious.
Yeah.
The indecent exposure, to me, sounds like he's trying to get attention. I hope the sexual assault isn't like, he showed his dick to somebody in public, and it's like, okay, he's going to go to jail.
I mean,
for
that's still,
day.
I mean... And you're still showing your dick to someone in public, though.
Yeah, don't be
you know?
Doing that.
But the fine, the seriousness of that, though, seriously, is like a day in jail. That you, at most, you spend a night in jail.
Apparently, they let him out already, pending yeah. test results, which...
Wow.
Oh, they took his blood?
Test results? No, that could be different. Test
that
results?
That means they've got some...
Oh, they're running
some,
the kit?
They've
yeah,
got
like they,
some DNA
yeah, yeah.
somewhere that they're trying to line mm-hmm. up here, so.
If it's a rape,
ah,
that
could
is
be
horrible.
They didn't say,
oh
it didn't
God.
Say that, it just said sexual assault. But apparently, Conor McGregor went to France, and he's up to some wow. shit.
Wow.
Is this really what he should be doing right now, do you think?
It's what he does before all his fights. He does some big illegal thing, and this might be the next new height. He probably paid some actress, like, listen, we're going to have sex. You're going to accuse me of doing something wrong. I'm going to prove I didn't, but I'm going to go to jail for a night, and we're going to sell a fucking $1 billion on our fight. I think that could be what it is, because he does outrageous stuff. He's committed assault.
Get your ass kicked.
He's done other
things. He said he was retiring, though, right? I mean,
he's
this is exactly what
he's retired twice already.
Retiring, but yeah, exactly.
If he actually hurt somebody, that is atrocious. And I've already been kind of done with him anyways, even though
he's kind of a shitbag.
One would say a shithead.
Well, that's a cool note to bring up at the end there. There, Sid.
Sorry, I know y'all are
here to bring the news to the people.
I should bring it here on the pod. You know,
talk about Kamaev. Talk about Nurmagomedov. Don't talk about Gregor.
Yeah, no one wants to fucking hear about McGregor anymore.
It's because you're a Mick. You're just choosing sides.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Dude,
racist?
I fucking hate Conor McGregor.
Is that racism?
Was this racist?
I don't like the way you said Mick. I don't think I like the way you said Mick.
That's his name.
Dude,
it's his name,
we're not
Mick
in
Gregor.
The fucking, we're not
Mick
in the
Cave.
Godfather.
It's not Mick how you're saying Mick. It's Mick like McGregor, Mick Cave.
Do we bleep out Mick?
If you say it like Irish, I mean it like people whose names start with MC.
It's only racist if an Italian says it or a Polack.
By the way, I'm Irish, so even if it is offensive, I can say it. So F you.
What do you guys got for takeaways, dude? Let's do that.
Don't you dare tell me I can't say anti-Irish sentiments when I'm Irish AF.
let's get into takeaways here.
Yeah.
My takeaway: free the North.
My takeaway from this episode is that Anthony picked the perfect character to describe him in Game of Thrones without watching it, which is amazing. That was probably the highlight of the episode for me. Also, I'm really scared to watch Cameron's Lifetime movie, but
it's like a YMH podcast. You'd love it.
There were a lot of my takeaways. There were a lot of weird vibes throughout this episode. You touched on a character bred through incest. We talked about a 12-person gangbang. We talked about McGregor assaulting sexually someone. Good lord. It's your boy Anthony. We'll be back with the next episode next week.
Maybe. Unless this one gets out. you got something to say?
My takeaway is that I feel like if anybody here has a really good shot in the Lifetime movie industry, it's probably me, or maybe Anthony's was pretty good. But I think I won that one.
I feel like I have been sexually assaulted by this episode and y'all's negative reactions. And the only good thing that came out of all this negativity is that Anthony doesn't have COVID. So
woohoo! That's one good negative.
That's pretty kick-ass. Let's circle back to that at the end. Because it's pretty sweet. Anthony's not going to die this week.
Yeah, congratulations, Anthony.
Now, did they test for vape sickness? Because I don't know if that's a thing or not yet, but I'm seeing signs.
What? No, you have to be going at like an insane pace to develop this.
He's looked into it. He's looked into it.
I have. Oh,
you got vape blurs.
At,
you got
the
vape blurs.
I'm not trying to get vape lung.
Peace out.
Go read a book.
Stay hydrated.
Would you take it easy?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the episode. Make sure to check us out on Instagram at Cowboy Rowdy Podcast. Also on Facebook and YouTube at The Cowboy Rowdy Podcast.
Check me out on Facebook and Instagram at KMBZ.Barry. And see me on YouTube at CB Comedy. I'm just below the little Indian kid who makes funny videos in his room.
You can follow me at The Ghost of Anthony on Instagram and at Young Bathman on Twitter.
And follow me, Sebastian, on Instagram at Seinfeld.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at _MBooth.